I want to welcome you all back to another episode of the Live Better with Jason Beck Show. Today's show is going to be a little bit different. Today I am going to share a scripture and give you a little devotional sermon. I'm talking to y'all because it's time. If you're a Christian, you're a follower of Jesus Christ, it's time to be on fire. It's time for us to get off our butts and go out there and be doers of the word. James 1, verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and once forgets what he was like. You know, I was listening to a sermon by Isaiah Salvador, and he was talking about how if you're standing in line waiting to be judged, everybody's standing in line waiting to be judged by Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, and Heavenly Father. And you're having a conversation with Paul. And he's like, hey, who are you? Paul, yeah. Yeah, I was that guy. Yeah, I think I remember you in, like, the Bible. You know, Damascus. He's like, yeah, Damascus. I did this. I did this ministry. I was persecuted. I did that. And then he asks you what you did. And all that you can say is, I went to church. That's it? Did you do anything else? Nah, I just went to church on Sunday. He's like, but you had all this technology and stuff. What did you do? Oh, I my group and stuff and this, they had like Facebook groups and I was in them and stuff and, you know, but I don't think I really had a relationship, you know, per se. So she's like, you don't really know the guy up there? So I thought about that, you know, when I was listening to that sermon. So, and I want you to kind of let that soak in, like I, you know, like the Lord let it soak in my mind. Because Jesus called me to ministry. Jesus called me to preach. Jesus called me to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only to deceive myself. I want to hear an amen out there. It is time to get up and be and do the will of the Father. It's time to be like Jesus, not just me, all of us, to be a doer and do the calling that Jesus has asked you to do the will of the Father. Yes, the will of the Father, that, you know what that also includes? That includes laying hands on the sick, healing the sick, casting out demons, helping the homeless. And that's not just saying, I'll praise you, bless you, send them on your way. There are times I felt crap because I didn't have anything to give a homeless person. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any food, gift cards, and I felt bad. And the Lord convicted my heart that next time you need to make sure you have something in your car, some extra food, something that you can help them. But we're also supposed to, you know, bless and be there for the prisoners and those in prison. They need to hear the gospel. They need to be loved by us. Jesus loves them. And you're the love of them also. So am I. You know, it's not enough to just say, well, when I was younger, I was in prison. I was involved in prison ministry. Okay, when you were younger, it's like Paul asking me a question. So like, so when you were younger, cool, you did all this, but what happened in between? Imagine being... So imagine being there. Imagine, you know, having that moment where it's like the deer in headlights. Wow, I didn't really do anything. I started to do something, but what did I do in between? What did I do in the second half of my life? Can I hear a let's get going? Let's keep it in gear. Because it's not enough, you know, to be comfortable and to be in your own comfort zone. God's not about comfort zone. God's Jesus and the Heavenly Father, God the Father is about, and the Holy Ghost is about breaking you out of your comfort zone. By being a doer of the word means breaking your comfort zone, stepping out in faith, fulfilling your call, doing the will of the Father, doing the same thing Jesus did when he was on the earth, and the disciples and the apostles. That's what it means to be a Christian. That's what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean playing your video games 24 hours, 7 days a week. That's not being a follower of Jesus. I understand if you're a father, you got kids, you got a wife, you know, and you have a responsibility to them, but not 24 hours a day. You have got to set time aside to do the will of the Father. You know, and disciple your kids. Disciple your wife, vice versa. Hold each other accountable. You know, do things as a family that serves the will of the Father also too. Pray together. You know, prepare meals for the homeless together. Get everyone involved in a discipleship group where they can be discipled also and be taught how to disciple others. Train your kids up in the Word of God. Have Bible study time with them. Teach them and instruct them in the Word. It's not saying teach them, and it's not about saying teach them and instruct them how to play soccer all day long, how to play video games all day long. Teach them the Word of God. That's what it means to be a parent in serving Jesus Christ. It's being also Jesus in the flesh. Doing what Jesus would do. Loving your family, loving your neighbors, but at the same time, discipling your family as well also. And encouraging them to do the same. And do it together, you know. Do ministry together as a family. Stop making excuses. I don't have enough time. Because are you going to look Jesus in the eyes on the day of judgment? When he's on the white, on the throne. What did you do for me? Well, I did this and that. And I prayed 5 minutes a day. I went to church on Sundays and that was it. I don't know you. Depart from me. We never had a relationship. You know, my whole life, I was, when I was younger, I was growing close to God. I was building that relationship, not 100% like I should. And then I went to Bible study and I was going through the motions. And then I had the stale period where I was like the prodigal son in Jonah combined. Where I wanted to do my own thing. Jesus had to use a pastor, a friend of mine, another friend of mine, and even some YouTubers that were preaching the gospel that, you know, he even had to use Prophecy Club and prophecies to get a hold of me. So Jason, you can't be doing this. You can't be in this sin. You can't live this lifestyle. You got to let it go. I want you in heaven. I want you in my will. And then I started seeing and hearing stories of people going to hell. And they all referenced the same thing. It's for eternity. And Jesus reminded me in my heart, through the word of others and through his word, if I keep living my lifestyle of sin, I'm going straight to hell. None of us are void from going to, none of us are, you know, have a, you know, are exempt from going to hell. The only thing that's going to keep us from going to hell is building a relationship with Jesus Christ, turning away from our sin, repenting every single day, and doing the will of the Father every single day. And loving others, reading your Bible, get in the Word, build that relationship with the Holy Ghost, build the relationship with Jesus Christ and God the Father. That's what it means to be a true Christian. Not a Sunday Christian. Not a fair weather Christian. Not a lukewarm Christian. I understand you all, we have all had our struggles and sins you struggled with. And I know some, it takes them a little bit longer. Some, it's like an instant. But each time, that temptation, this is one thing Jesus put in my heart. You know, that still small voice that we have. I'm like, Lord, how do I overcome temptation? And that still small voice in my head, memorize scripture. Memorize scripture. Remember when Jesus was 40 days in the desert and Satan came to him and tempted him each time? Jesus, our Lord, used the word of God. He used the word against Satan and resisted him with the word, and Satan fled. So do you think if Jesus used the word of God, do you think it'll work for us too? Absolutely. Absolutely. So guess what? I'm now started memorizing scripture. I picked it back up, you know, I started. No, I don't know a lot of verses yet, but you know what? I just learned James chapter 1, verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. And that's the first of many scriptures and verses of the Bible, of the word of God, that I have still to memorize. There's still a lot. But that's the first. That's a step. And that's all you have to do is take a step. Take a leap of faith. Take that first step. Because I tell you what, you're not going to reach from, you know, you see two paths in front of you. You got to take a step to the one that's the right path. And that right path is the narrow path to the gates of heaven. But for all the lazy people, for all the people that love the world, that love their sin and don't even do and don't repent and don't turn away. Well, their path is the broad path. That could easily be either of us. We could easily be going down the broad path. We've all been there at some point in our life. We've been on the broad path. Didn't even know we were where we go. We were on the broad path, but we were. And some of you knew deep down. Some of you don't know if you were atheist or a different religion. You didn't realize you were on that broad path to the gates of hell. Hell was not created for us. Hell was actually originally created for Satan and the fallen angels and the demons. That's what hell was created for. God created heaven for us. But then man's wickedness caused them and the sin nature that came into the world. We choose. We are the ones that choose. We make that choice every day if we want to go to heaven or if we want to go to hell. I want you to repeat after me. I'm not going to sugarcoat the Christian lifestyle and following Jesus. And also repeat after me. I'm not going to sugarcoat the way to heaven and to hell. You're going to shoot it straight at people, not sugarcoat it. People need to hear the truth. People need to hear the word. People need to know that what their decisions they make and the path that they choose is for eternity. It's forever. It's not tomorrow. It's not for 10 years. It's not like some people go to prison and they're out in 3 years. There is no parole. If you go to hell, that is for the rest of eternity. Billions of years can go by, and guess what? You have another billion more years left to go. And after those billion, you got a trillion years left to go. There is no getting out. But if you were one of those that chose the righteous path, the narrow path to the gates of heaven, your forever is going to be with Jesus and everybody else and God the Father, the Holy Ghost, and all the apostles and all your family members and friends and strangers and they that made it to heaven and all the angels. That's who you get to spend eternity with. And all of God's creation. That's who you get to spend eternity with. All of them. You get to have conversations with Jesus Christ. You can have conversations with God the Father. Just like me and you. If we were talking one-on-one. You get to have conversations with the Holy Ghost. And angels. And everybody else. So if you take anything away from today, I want you to take away that being a doer of the word from now on, not just a hearer. Just being a hearer is not going to get you into heaven just hearing it. It's having faith, living it. Living it. Living the will of the Father. Doing what Jesus would do. I want to go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. And I'll tell you, if you want to give your life over to Jesus Christ, I'll tell you how you need to do it. You need to repent. Repentance is a changing of mind, saying, I'm not going to live this lifestyle anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to fix my eyes on you, Jesus. I'm going to be a doer of the word and follow you and build a relationship with you and also get baptized Can you go to heaven without getting baptized? Yeah. The thief on the cross, he got to go to heaven. He didn't get baptized. But he was forgiven. And he's in paradise with Jesus. But Jesus got baptized. So you get baptized. Follow in the ways of Jesus and build a relationship with him and repent. And repentance and faith go hand in hand every single day. And forgiveness. You have to forgive others. You have to ask for forgiveness and repent every day. Because we're all sinners. We're all going to mess up. We all do. You have an impure thought. You're going to have to go to Jesus and ask. Repent of that impure thought. Repent of that sin daily. We need to get on our hands and knees. If you're hurt, you can't get on your hands and knees. Just sit down. Stand up. Pray. Pray to the Father. That's what it means to be a Christian. To accept Jesus. To live the life. That's what it means. I'm not going to lead you into some sinner's prayer. Like I've done before. I just gave you the formula. I just gave you how to become a follower of Jesus Christ and to repent of your sins. And then it includes reading the word too. Being a doer of the word. Say amen. I'm going to go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, Holy Ghost also, I want to pray for everybody. But firstly, I want to ask for forgiveness. I want to seek your heart and ask for forgiveness for my sins. And I repent of my sins that I may have committed that are known, unknown. Because I'm a sinner, Lord. I deserve death as much as anyone else, but what your Son did for us, he died for our sins, and it should never be taken lightly. And I'm sorry if I have sinned or done anything wrong. I want to pray for the hearts of every man, woman, child, teenager that may be listening to this. I want to pray for their hearts to be softened. I want to pray for the lukewarm Christians. They're on the fence. They're living the Sunday life, Sunday church, and then living their life the way they want to live it during the week. I want to pray for their hearts to be turned, their hearts to be convicted. I want to pray for the atheist that don't believe in God. I want to pray that God will supernaturally will show them. Reveal yourself to them, Lord. And show them that you are real. I want to pray for the homeless. That they can be provided a meal. I pray the next time that we'll be prepared, all of us, to be able to give a homeless person something. Even if it's just a can of beans or a can of tuna or some Vienna sausages. Or a $5 gift card. Or $5 or a few bucks. Or a jacket if they need a jacket. I want to pray for those in prison. I want to pray for all the Jesus followers, all of us. To go and preach. To go and minister to them in prison. Get involved in prison ministry. I'm going to pray for those that maybe have demons inside of them. I pray that those demons will be cast out. I pray for all the sick. I can't lay hands on all of them. But Lord, you're bigger than that. You're more than that. You can lay hands on all of them. Lord Jesus, I just ask that you lay your hands on all the people that are sick and afflicted right now. And I pray for healing for each and every one of them, that they be healed right now. I pray for anyone that's listening to this that's sick. Lord, I pray that you touch them. Touch them and heal them, Lord, of their sickness or affliction. I just ask that you give everyone strength, hold everyone accountable, convict any hearts that need to be convicted. We love you, Lord. And I ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Before we end this, I'll be right back after this commercial. You're sitting. You have no power. You just realized there was an EMP strike. What do you do? Nothing. There's nothing you can do. But there is something that you can do to prevent from losing your car, losing power supply that you could have, generator, solar power, a running vehicle, thanks to EMP Shield. That is not possible. EMP Shield is made in the USA, based out of Kansas, also partnered up with the government to help harden their grid. They make a device that you can put on your car, your generator, RV, underground shelter, to help prevent from the computers that are in your electrical systems, your car, from getting fried. So you can have the peace of mind of knowing that you and your family, in the event of a solar flare, lightning strikes your car, or an EMP strike, you can have that peace of mind of knowing you will have a running vehicle, that you will have a source to have power. Use coupon code JEB for $50 off, even if you get multiple devices. So if you have two cars, three cars, you get two or three of them for your vehicles. Any commission that goes straight to the podcast show that will help further the ministry and help further the podcast show as well. That way we can reach others as well also. You can also go to empshield.com/JEB also, and it'll input the coupon code. You can check. You can always double check. Put the coupon code in there just to make sure. And have the peace, and knowing that you have the peace of mind. I want to welcome you all back to the show. I just wanted to say that definitely EMP Shield is the way to go. You know, to help prevent in the event. I hope there is, but if there is not, I hope there is never not. But if there is, you can know that you're protected and like just have the peace of mind. You know, unlike any, and they do give us a generous commission, so you know, it will definitely go to help me reach more people. Cuz that's what my goal is, to reach more people for Jesus Christ. Yeah, I talk about sometimes conservative stuff and news and stuff and sports and stuff. But my main goal on this channel, on this podcast show, is to reach more people for Jesus Christ. To reach more souls. To disciple more people. To help more people reach heaven. I want to thank all of my supporters, all my listeners, all my friends, all my brothers and sisters in Christ. I love each and every one of you. Please share this podcast around with others. Please share this. We need your help more than ever. There are ways I'll leave in the description box below. There are ways you can also help support the show as well, too, along with the EMP Shield, PayPal. Obviously, my ministry, this ministry I do is not a 501c3, just to let you all know. But any support, any help, any of the products that you buy, you know, that are that this show is affiliated with will be tremendously, tremendously a blessing. I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And I will catch you all next time. Love you all very much. God bless. Bye-bye.